Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, your team comes out of 2017 on a five-game win streak. You really couldn't ask for better play out of your team coming out of that weekend against Mankato, could you?
No, it was a good weekend, Kelly. It was a good good weekend for a lot of reasons, primarily, you know, coming out of it with 6 points. But, yeah, just really happy with the group in terms of how we played. You know, we kind of challenged them on the Saturday game going into the third period, and I just love their response. So, great way to end the 2017 portion and obviously heading into the Christmas break on a real positive. So, challenge now is, you know, can we pick up where we left off? Certainly, you know, not to expect our play will be the exact same because we've only had a few practices, but really been happy with how we've looked in practice. You know, that first practice, I was kind of like, what it's going to be like. But, you know, they did a nice job. So, you know, they're happy to be back, and practice has been good. So, looking forward to tonight.
And obviously that break was much needed. You had a couple players that were dinged up. I see Tina Campos back in the lineup. Status on Summer Thibodeau this half of the season?
Yeah, getting better. So, some positives the last few days. And you know, obviously you just take it a day at a time. And obviously we miss Summer. It's been such a big part of this program, her entire career. So, you know, to do what we've been able to do without her says a lot for the rest of the group. But certainly having her back in the lineup would really, really, you know, improve our team.
Not only did your team sweep Minnesota State, but you also swept the WCHA Awards going out of 2017 with Claire DeGeorge, Lauren Bench, and Paige Beebe, three freshmen, getting awarded for your team after that series. Obviously, you're getting some great play out of those younger players.
Yeah, it's been a big part of our, just the whole team's success has been the play of our younger players, our freshmen and our sophomores. You know, you just look at, you know, what Haley Mack and Kiki and Abby have done, and certainly Bree Jordy. I mean, that whole class is, you know, Jack Cassa. It's been fun to see that group that take that step. But certainly the freshmen, you know, obviously we knew Claire was a very special player. She certainly has lived up to those billings. But great to see Paige really starting to come into her own and playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, obviously there wasn't a lot of other teams playing on the weekend. But you know, individual awards are going to come out, are going to come from team success. It happens every time. So certainly our team doing well certainly helped those three. But great to see them be recognized.
Your power play as of late has been really good, 21.2%, second in the league. But one of the key players on that power play has been Abby Haluska with 6 power play goals. What makes her so special out there?
Well, she's a very smart player. I think that's why, obviously that's why she's on the power play. She's got a long reach. She's tall. She's great in that front. She's got good hands, and she can shoot the puck. So, but she's been making some real nice plays. But it was fun to see her finally get a goal there the other night. You could just see the relief when she put that puck in the net, and then she comes right back and scores again. So Abby can be a very, very effective player. We need her to be, because she certainly is the type of player that can get on a streak. But, you know, it's a combination of just her hockey smarts, her skills, obviously, and the other four players on the ice working together.
I'd be amiss if I didn't bring up your penalty kill, which has also been very good. But Haley Mack with 3 shorthanded goals this season, that's just incredible. Obviously, her speed definitely helps on the penalty kill, doesn't it?
Oh, no question. No question. If there's a foot race and if she's within a stick length, there's a good chance she's going to win that race. So I just think a lot of our opponents are a little surprised at her speed. Great instincts, and she's got a release. I mean, she can shoot the puck, always has been able to. Certainly fun to see her get those, not just the shorthanded goals, but just scoring in general. Fun to see her do that.
You come into this series on a Tuesday night against Mercyhurst, a non-conference opponent who is 10-2-2 all-time against Bemidji State. It's been since 2010 since these two teams have met. What have you seen on film about Mercyhurst? What are their strengths?
Yeah, good team. Very good team, very well coached. Certainly a lot of tradition in this program. They've been to Frozen Fours. They were a national runner-up 1 year. They kind of dominated the CHA in the early part of the CHA's existence. And because of that, winning the tournament once became an automatic qualifier, they advanced. Some great players, you know, the Augusta, I think that's how you say her name, you know, for the Canadian Olympic team, outstanding player. She's a Mercyhurst grad. So, but they've just gotten better and better as the season's gone on. And you just look, they played St. Cloud, or they played Wisconsin early, got swept. Played Minnesota here not too long ago and got swept, but played in a 1-game win in overtime. They're both real close games. And they just split with Ohio State. So they're missing 2 of their better Finnish players who played at North Dakota. They're overseas playing in the Nations Cup. But they're a very, very formidable opponent. Certainly, it's a great test for us and a great way to kind of get into the into our WCHA season. But we need to be ready to play. Again, if we come out slow or back on our heels, we're going to be in for a long night.
What's it going to take to beat a team like Mercyhurst? What are the keys to the game?
You know, I think for us, you know, keep things simple. Obviously, it's our first game back. So if we're moving our feet, Kelly, we're going to be very effective. And when I say that, you know, obviously in hockey, you're always skating. But you, if you're jumping and you're on your toes, and it's not just offensively, but defensively as well. Our back pressure has been such an important part of our recent success, and we need to continue to play that way. And if we're moving our feet and getting everybody involved, we're a very, very good hockey team. So again, keep it simple. Let's move our feet. Let's be real good in our zone, create turnovers, get going the other way.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.